Your business, my voice. SteveWebVoiceovers.com.
Hi, and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. I'm Steve Webb, your host, and this is episode number 267. Today we'll be reading Lamentations 4 and 5, which finishes that book, and we'll begin the book of Isaiah by reading chapters 1 and 2. Let's begin. Lamentations chapter 4. Alas, gold has lost its luster. Pure gold loses value. Jewels are scattered on every street corner. The precious sons of Zion were worth their weight in gold, alas, but now they are treated like broken clay pots made by a potter. Even the jackals nurse their young at their breast, but my people are cruel, like ostriches in the desert. The infant's tongue sticks to the roof of its mouth due to thirst. Little children beg for bread, but no one gives them even a morsel. Those who once feasted on delicacies are now starving to death in the streets. Those who grew up wearing expensive clothes are now dying amid garbage. The punishment of my people exceeded that of Sodom, which was overthrown in a moment with no one to help her. Her consecrated ones were brighter than snow, whiter than milk, their bodies more ruddy than corals, their hair like lapis lazuli. Now their appearance is darker than soot. They are not recognized in the streets. Their skin has shriveled on their bones. It is dried up like tree bark. Those who died by the sword are better off than those who die of hunger, those who waste away, struck down from lack of food. The hands of tender-hearted women cooked their own children, who became their food when my people were destroyed. The Lord fully vented his wrath. He poured out his fierce anger. He started a fire in Zion. It consumed her foundations. Neither the kings of the earth nor the people of the lands ever thought that enemy or foe would enter the gates of Jerusalem. But it happened due to the sins of her prophets and the iniquities of her priests, who poured out in her midst the blood of the righteous. They wander blindly through the streets, defiled by the blood they shed, while no one dares to touch their garments. People cry to them, "Turn away, you are unclean. Turn away, turn away, don't touch us." So they have fled and wander about, but the nations say they may not stay here any longer. The Lord himself has scattered them. He no longer watches over them. They did not honor the priests. They did not show favor to the elders. Our eyes continually failed us as we looked in vain for help. From our watchtowers we watched for a nation that could not rescue us. Our enemies hunted us down at every step so that we could not walk about in our streets. Our end drew near. Our days were numbered, for our end had come. Those who pursued us were swifter than eagles in the sky. They chased us over the mountains. They ambushed us in the wilderness. Our very life breath, the Lord's anointed king, was caught in their traps, of whom we thought, "Under his protection we will survive among the nations." Rejoice and be glad for now, O people of Edom, who reside in the land of Uz, but the cup of judgment will pass to you also. You will get drunk and take off your clothes. O people of Zion, your punishment will come to an end. He will not prolong your exile. But, O people of Edom, he will punish your sin and reveal your offenses. Lamentations chapter 5. O Lord, reflect on what has happened to us. Consider and look at our disgrace. Our inheritance is turned over to strangers. Foreigners now occupy our homes. We have become fatherless orphans. Our mothers have become widows. We must pay money for our own water. We must buy our own wood at a steep price. We are pursued. They are breathing down our necks. We are weary and have no rest. We have submitted to Egypt and Assyria in order to buy food to eat. Our forefathers sinned and are dead, but we suffer their punishment. Slaves rule over us. There is no one to rescue us from their power. At the risk of our lives, we get our food because robbers lurk in the countryside. Our skin is hot as an oven due to a fever from hunger. They raped women in Zion, virgins in the towns of Judah. Princes were hung by their hands. Elders were mistreated. The young men perform menial labor. Boys stagger from their labor. The elders are gone from the city gate. The young men have stopped playing their music. Our hearts no longer have any joy. Our dancing is turned to mourning. The crown has fallen from our head. Woe to us, for we have sinned. Because of this, our hearts are sick. Because of these things, we can hardly see through our tears. For wild animals are prowling over Mount Zion, which lies desolate. But you, O Lord, reign forever. Your throne endures from generation to generation. Why do you keep on forgetting us? Why do you forsake us so long? Bring us back to yourself, O Lord, so that we may return to you. Renew our life as in days before, unless you have utterly rejected us and are angry with us beyond measure. Isaiah chapter 1. Here is the message about Judah and Jerusalem that was revealed to Isaiah son of Amoz during the time when Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah reigned over Judah. Listen, O heavens, pay attention, O earth, for the Lord speaks. I raised children, I brought them up, but they have rebelled against me. An ox recognizes its owner, a donkey recognizes where its owner puts its food, but Israel does not recognize me. My people do not understand. The sinful nation is as good as dead, the people weighed down by evil deeds. They are offspring who do wrong, children who do wicked things. They have abandoned the Lord and rejected the Holy One of Israel. They are alienated from Him. Why do you insist on being battered? Your head has a massive wound, your whole body is weak. From the soles of your feet to your head, there is no spot that is unharmed. There are only bruises, cuts, and open wounds. They have not been cleansed or bandaged, nor have they been treated with olive oil. Your land is devastated, your cities burned with fire. Right before your eyes, your crops are being destroyed by foreign invaders. They leave behind devastation and destruction. Daughter Zion is left isolated like a hut in a vineyard, or a shelter in a cucumber field. She is a besieged city. If the Lord who commands armies had not left us a few survivors, we would have quickly become like Sodom. We would have become like Gomorrah. Listen to the Lord's word, you leaders of Sodom. Pay attention to our God's rebuke, people of Gomorrah. Of what importance to me are your many sacrifices, says the Lord? I am stuffed with burnt sacrifices of rams and the fat from steers. The blood of bulls, lambs, and goats I do not want. When you enter my presence, do you actually think I want this? Animals trampling on my courtyards? Do not bring any more meaningless offerings. I consider your incense detestable. You observe new moon festivals, Sabbaths, and convocations, but I cannot tolerate sin-stained celebrations. I hate your new moon festivals and assemblies. They are a burden that I'm tired of carrying. When you spread out your hands in prayer, I look the other way. When you offer your many prayers, I do not listen, because your hands are covered with blood. Wash, cleanse yourselves, remove your sinful deeds from my sight. Stop sinning. Learn to do what is right. Promote justice. Give the oppressed reason to celebrate. Take up the cause of the orphan. Defend the rights of the widow. Come, let's consider your options, says the Lord. Though your sins have stained you like the color red, you can become white like snow. Though they are as easy to see as the color scarlet, you can become white like wool. If you have a willing attitude and obey, then you will again eat the good crops of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword. Know for certain that the Lord has spoken. How tragic that the once faithful city has become a prostitute. She was once a center of justice. Fairness resided in her, but now only murderers. Your silver has become scum. Your beer is diluted with water. Your officials are rebels. They associate with thieves. All of them love bribery and look for payoffs. They do not take up the cause of the orphan or defend the rights of the widow. Therefore, the sovereign Lord who commands armies, the powerful ruler of Israel, says this, Ah, I will seek vengeance against my adversaries. I will take revenge against my enemies. I will attack you. I will purify your metal with flux. I will remove all your slag. I will reestablish honest judges as in former times, wise advisors as in earlier days. Then you will be called the just city, faithful town. Zion will be freed by justice, and her returnees by righteousness. All rebellious sinners will be shattered. Those who abandon the Lord will perish. Indeed, they will be ashamed of the sacred trees you find so desirable. They will be embarrassed because of the sacred orchards where you choose to worship. For you will be like a tree whose leaves wither, like an orchard that is unwatered. The powerful will be like a thread of yarn, their deeds like a spark. Both will burn together, and no one will put out the fire. Isaiah chapter 2. Here is the message about Judah and Jerusalem that was revealed to Isaiah, son of Amoz. In the future, the mountain of the Lord's temple will endure as the most important of mountains and will be the most prominent of hills. All the nations will stream to it. Many peoples will come and say, Come, let us go up to the Lord's mountain, to the temple of the God of Jacob, so he can teach us his requirements, and we can follow his standards. For Zion will be the center for moral instruction. The Lord will issue edicts from Jerusalem. He will judge disputes between nations. He will settle cases for many peoples. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations will not take up the sword against other nations, and they will no longer train for war. O descendants of Jacob, come, let us walk in the Lord's guiding light. Indeed, O Lord, you have abandoned your people, the descendants of Jacob. For diviners from the east are everywhere. They consult omen readers like the Philistines do. Plenty of foreigners are around. Their land is full of gold and silver. There is no end to their wealth. Their land is full of horses. There is no end to their chariots. Their land is full of worthless idols. They worship the product of their own hands, what their own fingers have fashioned. Men bow down to them in homage. They lie flat on the ground in worship. Don't spare them. Go up into the rocky cliffs. Hide in the ground. Get away from the dreadful judgment of the Lord, from his royal splendor. Proud men will be brought low. Arrogant men will be humiliated. The Lord alone will be exalted in that day. Indeed, the Lord who commands armies has planned a day of judgment for all the high and mighty, for all who are proud. They will be humiliated. For all the cedars of Lebanon that are so high and mighty, for all the oaks of Bashan, for all the tall mountains, for all the high hills, for every high tower, for every fortified wall, for all the large ships, for all the impressive ships. Proud men will be humiliated. Arrogant men will be brought low. The Lord alone will be exalted in that day. The worthless idols will be completely eliminated. They will go into caves in the rocky cliffs and into holes in the ground, trying to escape the dreadful judgment of the Lord in his royal splendor when he rises up to terrify the earth. At that time, men will throw their silver and gold idols, which they made for themselves to worship, into the caves where rodents and bats live, so they themselves can go into the crevices of the rocky cliffs and the openings under the rocky overhangs, trying to escape the dreadful judgment of the Lord in his royal splendor when he rises up to terrify the earth. Stop trusting in human beings whose life's breath is in their nostrils, for why should they be given special consideration? In Lamentations, we read about the aftermath of God's judgment, and here in Isaiah, we're reading God's warnings to the people. As you can hear, God was very clear with what was going to happen. Tomorrow we'll continue in Isaiah, and I hope to see you then. May God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.
Like what you hear? I'd be happy to create audio for you. Commercials, narrations, demos. SteveWebbVoiceovers.com.